Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, true. Peace. Power. Hey. What? Yo, fuck a hookah, we smoking Buddha, we making Mooga, what's it to ya? You face the Ruger, then I maneuver, got a new young thing and she cuter, a six shooter, emerging out the pits of hell like Lucifer. These Jersey devils make it hot like a kettle, yo, these fiends smoking Prego, no, I'm straight from the ghetto. I was taught never to settle, keep my foot on the pedal, superior, enigma, eating like a placenta. Nasty, ain't it? You niggas all ass and anus, make me wanna commit the most heinous. But I'd rather pull your bitch to your dot, doing tricks with a tongue tying stems in a knot. It's fly shit off the top, like with a bird drop. I'm rolling up good pot, and I'ma smoke this shit till my fucking lungs cop. And they ain't gotta know shit, keep the combo quick, yeah. It ain't about chips.
Chips is necessary, thoroughbred, run with the meadowlands, veterans, pedalists, walk with these streets, so reverence. Beats throw sentiments and razor sharp sentences, hook a smoke, blow in the wind, frozen, stay alive, cold and flow, four pins explosion, for my G's, Ivy League and expensive clothing, take heed, niggas, friends and Romans, lay it down with a sword off handle, heavy as the anvil, blah, family stamina.
Thomas, and I just want to thank you for being here again with me this evening. Are you the one? Are you that one that's been out there so long that people have already counted you out when they should be counting on you? I'm trying to let you know right now that you may be the one that escaped early enough to not have your mind so messed up by what was trying to get put on you by the people that would have been around you had you stayed where you were. And God had picked you up out of that situation, and you felt all along like you were an outcast when actually you're the one they should be counting on instead of counting out. Your life and your light and where you've been and what you've experienced in your life is so strong and so raw that so many people are going to be blessed when you open your mouth and you start to express who you are and how you got to be who you are, where your strength has come from, where all your sources of power have come from, and that they have come from God and nobody else has really been there for you your whole life except Him. And when you know that, when you know that can't nobody stop you, because the things that were tried to be put in your path to block you from being able to be everything that God created you to be has done nothing but fail, because you're going to continue to succeed in life regardless to whether people want to help you or hinder you, because when you have God on your side, nobody can block you. Nobody can stop what God has started. Once God puts His light inside of you and your life and His life become so connected that people can't even tell where He starts and you end and where He ends and you start, I'm trying to tell you, it don't have to be all churchy and all bougie to where people like, oh, look, they go to church every Sunday. They sit in the same seats every week, and oh, we just know that they belong to God. Everybody that sits in church ain't God's. I'm going to tell you that right now. Everybody who preaches on a pulpit is not saved. Sometimes the people who are preaching in the pulpit are the people that you need to stay the furthest away from. And I'm not knocking every church, but I have been in some that I should not have walked inside of. And you and I both know that it's true. And there's people on the street that have some insight that can help you get further in life, because their love for God is real, all the way down to the bone, that they would die for God. And I'll tell you, it's not a whole lot of people that profess Him that would do that. But when you're out there, you know who's who. When you've been out in this thing long enough, you know when people really mean you well and when they don't. And we got to stop pretending. We got to stop lying to ourselves. And the Bible itself says, don't call evil good. You know, there's people in the industry, in the music industry, shame on y'all. Because there's some of y'all that are really off the wacky off the wacky wagon, and everybody knows who they are. But I'm here to really try and encourage you and let you know that you may be down on yourself. You may feel down on your luck. But let me tell you, your luck has always been with you, because your luck has really been the truth that God is in you. You continue to look at yourself in the mirror knowing that you have been put here on purpose and designed for purpose, and that purpose is for God's use. And you go ahead and you continue to be a light, and you continue to use your mind and to use your mouth to tell people who you are and what you've been through, because it's the word of our testimony that breaks a lot of yokes off of people's lives. When you tell somebody that you've been raped, you tell somebody that you, you know, were homeless before and now you have a house, or you were, you know, without transportation and now you have transportation. It may be little milestones for you, but for somebody else that's still taking the bus, it's a big deal. For somebody else that just got raped or just had, you know, been abused in a relationship, it's huge. And women aren't the only ones that get abused in relationships. Men get abused just as much, because they get abused in a way that it's about pride. And a lot of times men are stuck thinking that if I fail at my marriage, then I fail as a man. That's not always true. Sometimes you have the wrong mate. That goes for both sexes. If you're a male or a female, you know, just because a horse isn't a winner, maybe it just needs a new rider.
Right, true.
This has been the Mary Martha Allen. I'm your host, Sha Thomas. In life, if you can help one person by doing so, they'll be able to help somebody else. And we will start to live in a better world, one person at a time. Let's start seeing things a little bit more clear.
What?
God bless you.
Yo, fuck a hookah, we smoking Buddha, we making Muga, what's it to ya? Face the Ruger, then I maneuver, got a new young thing and she cuter, a six shooter, emerging out the pits of hell like Lucifer. These Jersey devils make it hot like a kettle, yo, these fiends smoking Prego, no, I'm straight from the ghetto. I was taught never to settle, keep my foot on the pedal, superior, enigma, eating like a placenta. Nasty, ain't it? You niggas all ass and anus, make me wanna commit the most heinous. But I'd rather pull your bitch to your dot, doing tricks with a tongue tying stems in a knot. It's fly shit off the top, like with a bird drop. I'm rolling up good pot, and I'ma smoke this shit till my fucking lungs cop. And they ain't gotta know shit, keep the combo quick, cause it ain't about chips.
Just as necessary, thoroughbred, run with the meadowlands, veterans, peddlers, walk with these streets, show reverence, beats throw sentiments and razor sharp sentences, hook a smoke, blow in the wind, frozen, stay alive, cold and flow, for pens explosion, for my G's, Ivy League and expensive clothing, take heed, niggas, friends and Romans, lay it down with a sword off handle, heavy as the anvil, blast, family stamina,